Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather podcast. This one is a special because we have some winter weather to talk about. I've got our meteorologist, Joseph Dames, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Looky here. We're back on this Tuesday. We were prepping for this chance for snow, and I think this is going to be a good forecast, get a lot of updated information from what we had projected yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. We're always watching, you know, model updates. They happen a number of times per day. So now that we're in the time frame where this snow event may arrive within about 12 hours, we have a better idea of what may pan out going into tonight. So let's get into it. We have this large upper level system that is bringing us some moisture, and that paired with our cold January temperatures, we're still seeing a threat for lower elevation snow. And the National Weather Service has actually issued a winter weather advisory across the greater Portland and Vancouver area for Tuesday afternoon. It starts at 3 p.m. and ends Wednesday early in the morning at 4 a.m. So we are talking at the chance for lower elevation snow. And I think, you know, a lot of folks are interested if they're going to see impacts on their drive home tonight or on the roadways in their neighborhood. So, Joseph, can you kind of detail the winter weather advisory and also some of the things that you've been seeing?
Yeah, you know, it's coming down to, again, I think an elevation game. So that's what I like to call when we have these events where it's not widespread, it's more elevation-based snowfall. So I think a lot of the winter weather advisory for the greater Portland metro area, I think, is more geared for folks that are a little bit higher in the hills. You know, I think calling about 500 feet or so. So this is a little bit lower than what we had coming into the weekend. But as that moisture does arrive here, heading into, you know, the afternoon, and the heavier moisture arrives probably closer to dinner time or a little bit later, that's when we'll really focus on that and that threat for some snowfall that's coming down. But I think a majority of folks just kind of get that cold rain again, or maybe a mix down to Portland. Downtown Portland is below 100 feet. So the top of the coin tower is 500 feet. This is just miscellaneous information that I know here. And so this is going to be likely for, you know, some higher elevations. But we got the coin tower camera, and I'm really hoping that maybe at some point tonight we'll be able to see some snowfall like coming down through the camera, which I think would be cool. But there's some areas that we are more concerned out towards the Coast Range and west of Portland, right?
Yes. So as the system arrives, we'll be filtering in a lot of that cold air through the gorge, and it kind of tracks to the very west end of the Portland metro area. So the West Hills, even out to Hillsborough, down 26, out to Forest Grove, we're just pumping in that cold air and it just pools out there. So as this moisture arrives around noontime and starts to really bring in some precipitation, I think there's a chance we start to see some very light accumulations, but, you know, for areas on the west end of the Portland metro area. So, again, that 500-foot mark is really the sweet spot. That's kind of where light accumulations may be possible. Again, the majority of the Portland metro area, not seeing any accumulation at all. Likely a rain-snow mix, wet roadways out there. But again, if you're in the West Hills, you're at about 500 feet, there could be some very light snow accumulations on the roadways, could be some slick spots. Again, it'll likely melt off pretty quickly, but we could see it starting to accumulate. That also includes up Highway 30 out towards Scappoose and St. Helens. Models have just been ever so slowly pushing a little bit of accumulation out there. And Joseph, you were saying you were seeing this pattern setting up since the weekend too.
Yes, and so we had this this, you know, really close to a snow sort of pattern setting up where we just need to get some colder air out of the gorge, but it's just not cold enough. We weren't looking at Arctic air, but we were looking at some cold air coming in. But we've been paying attention to this for the last few days, and it's consistently been painting, you know, the heavier moisture through the Coast Range, down through Southern Oregon, Northern California. And so that's why those communities kind of banked in next to the Coast Range there, as Kelly mentioned, Forest Grove down to, you know, Yam Hill, is going to be that the prime time spot as we as we get into this evening. So that's where we're most concerned. And then you get up towards like Scappoose, you have, you know, pretty sharp elevation gain there. So if you're up in the hills off of that region there, you may be dealing with some snowfall too. But this has been kind of unfolding for the last few days, and it's always very helpful to get this, you know, I wouldn't call it last minute, but last weather model update through the podcast, because we really can solidify the forecast a lot better. Mountains are going to do pretty good, I think.
Yep.
Up in the government camp area, ski resort, snow level is still well below. Up to the gorge, still a chance for some snow, but I think it's more of a moisture problem as we get to the gorge, where a lot of the rain is going to be farther to the west, so it's going to be more of a light accumulation through the gorge. And that may spell still some snowfall, I think, down through Hood River, but more so, I think, in the higher elevations once again.
Yeah, I think early in the week, some models were really showing a big push of snow for areas even west of Hood River, but models have backed off on precipitation. It'll still be cold, and I still see some light snowfall to the foothills out in the gorge, but I think a lot of it will stay off I-84. Could see some snowflakes. And Hood River, I still think maybe about an inch or two going into Wednesday morning, but more snow really taking aim towards the Cascades and the Coast Range. So our mountains with this weather system through Thursday, some models are pointing to well over a foot of snow. For the summit of Mount Hood and even down to about 5,000 feet, the ski resorts will see just a good blast of snow through Thursday. The Coast Range, though, did bring some impressive forecasts, too. We're expecting to see a good amount of snow for those elevations out towards the Coast Range. So, again, yeah, keeping in mind areas near, you know, the Yamhill Valley, McMinnville, the foothills there of the Coast Range, I think we may see some light accumulations with this system coming on in. Okay, let's see here. Let's talk about timing of this moisture. So a lot of models have been on point with keeping that timing around the early afternoon. So likely seeing some rain showers spreading around lunchtime throughout 1 to maybe 3 p.m. And this precipitation mainly falling as rain as we head our way into the early afternoon. It's the evening hours, anywhere from about 4 p.m. to maybe 8, 9. We could see that rain-snow mix here in Portland. And again, much of the valley and the Portland metro area just expecting to see a rain-snow mix, possibly some flurries, but that not accumulating on the roadways.
Yeah, I very much agree with that. And that's been pretty consistent for the last couple of days, going back to talking about what's been going on for the last three. I think the timing has been pretty consistent. Just to, you know, give an idea, like weather models have been pushing about like 3/4 of an inch to an inch, like coming off the Coast Range as far as total precipitation. And then you get to like the east side of Portland and it cuts down to like 1/4 of an inch by Wednesday morning. So that's a pretty big gap. And it just kind of shows you how quickly the precipitation kind of falls off. And this is more so going to be that west end of Oregon type of event. And then it gets really wet down to the south if you're going towards southern Oregon. But yeah, the timing has been pretty spot on, I think, heading into late afternoon, evening hours, and then really picking up. And I think that's what it's going to take for us around Portland. I think it's going to take a heavier shower that can pull some colder air down and it kind of cools down closer towards the surface. I think if it's just a light rain, we're going to have a really tough time seeing snowfall. So I think it's going to take like a heavier shower to get that snowfall for us here.
Yeah. It's interesting how those dynamics play part in snow too.
Yes,
like
definitely.
We need that heavier rain to pull down colder air and really cool down that precipitation in order to see some snowfall near the surface here in Portland. So those heavier showers, again, possibly arriving this evening time. I think we could see some winter weather anytime from about 3 p.m., more so spreading from the west to the east sides. And then that may linger through the late evening to about 9 to 11 p.m. So I just want to mention a few more takeaways here. I still see the majority of Portland not seeing much snow, if any at all. We're not expecting any snow accumulation. I think your commute home tonight will see a lot of rainfall and wet roadways. But again, we're keeping our eyes on the west end of Portland, where we could see some of that colder air kind of pooling up, and some of those neighborhoods around 500 feet could see some light snow accumulations on the roadways. Also, portions of the valleys, again, out towards McMinnville, maybe Yamhill, maybe 1 to 2 inches. you know, light accumulations out there. And again, this mainly happening throughout the evening time. So if you are seeing snow, we would love to get your photos. You can download the PDX weather app. It's a really easy way to submit your weather photos from your phone. Include your name, location, and elevation if you know it. And that's just very helpful for us.
Oh, yeah. Helps tell the weather story. It's great getting some of you folks involved with the shows and getting the photos out there. There's always some some creative, you know, photos. Or if there's snow, if you got a couple inches, go ahead and take your ruler, if you have one, and measure it. We love that, too. That's helpful.
Yep. Yeah, that would be great. Anything else you want to add, Joseph?
You know, for the most part, I think that's it. We're mainly focused on like Yamhill, Washington, and Polk counties out there. There may be some snowfall up in like Southwest Washington, up towards Battleground. If there's enough moisture, it may be cold enough. But I think this is, again, just geared to those locations that we were talking about. So if you are one of those listeners out towards Forest Grove, I think this is your type of event. And if you're out towards, you know, Gresham, you're probably on the opposite end of this forecast.
Right.
So minor snow accumulation maybe in Central Oregon, but this is a pretty much Cascades West event. And even us in the valley, we're probably not even going to get that much. So,
right. Right. Well, keep your eyes on the forecast with us. We'll be back with updates. Natasha Stenbach, our chief meteorologist, will be on air this afternoon and evening. And of course, you can find us and all of our updates on Twitter, social media. We are around. So submit your photos and have a good evening. We'll catch you in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.